Good evening, Hopkins Junior High School Symphonic Band. This is Trish Cornett from Cal State Fullerton. Looking forward to hearing your performance this afternoon. I'll be giving some comments that will hopefully be helpful to you as you continue to grow and improve. And typically we don't give any comments during the warm-up piece, so I'll just leave the mic on so you can hear yourselves in this space. I know you're a little bit cramped up there, but hopefully it's not too bad. And I'll jump in and give some comments on your first piece. All right, good. Nice to see such a large ensemble up there. Of course, one of the challenges of having so many people is just making sure that the ensemble is balanced and that we can hear all the instruments equally. So it's great that you do such thorough warm-ups like that one. Good, off to a nice start here. Make sure that, even when you've got notes that are, actually I'm looking at the score here, bar 5 and 6 and 7, it seems like we had a couple of people re-articulating after the dotted quarter note in bar 5, di-ya-da. Make sure that everything is really nice and sustained there, even if you have to take a breath, which is likely at some point. Just make sure that you're not breathing in the same place as your neighbor, and that when you stop to take a breath, it's inconspicuous, and in particular, when you come back in after the breath, it's inconspicuous. Yeah, so really be careful of intonation. This is a great piece to work on intonation with, because it's very unforgiving in a lot of ways. It's not going to let you get away with anything. So this is a great piece to work on that. So keep listening and keep adjusting. I always tell my own students, even my own college students, that pushing down the right button or the right valve or putting the slide in the right position will really only get you in the ballpark of the right note. You've got to be making constant subtle adjustments with your embouchure and with your air to adjust the note to exactly where it needs to be. And this is a great piece to keep working on that. And the other thing, just in terms of balance, part of this might just be because of how you have to be kind of squished on this stage a little bit, but I'd like to hear a little bit more from your low voices. It's hard for me to tell how many of each instrument you've got from where I'm sitting, but my suspicion is that you have more upper voices than lower voices, and that's not uncommon, but what you're going to want to do is make sure you compensate for that. So the lower voices, low brass, low woodwinds, you're going to have to play a little bit louder than your march dynamics, so that we can hear you through the texture. And then upper voices, upper woodwinds in particular, you're going to want to make sure that you play a little bit softer than your marked dynamics, so that you don't overpower the lower voices. We want to be able to hear everything equally. Now, of course, upper winds, when you're playing softer, that's going to make it a little bit harder for you to play in tune. So you want to keep listening and keep adjusting. So here, even here, and at this section when it was towards the beginning, the similar section, I could really use a little bit more of those lower voices on the descending quarter notes. I can hear them, but they're not as present as I would like them to be. I mean, they're the thing that drives the harmony, which is what makes those particular bars interesting. The other thing I would say is I would really encourage you to widen the range of dynamics that you can play at. You never want to play louder than you can play with your most beautiful sound. That's the given. So if in a piece like this, if the fortissimo at the end is your loudest moment in the piece, then you want to figure out as an ensemble, how loud can we play this chord, these last two bars, with a really beautiful sound. And you want to establish that as your fortissimo. And then everything else throughout the piece has to kind of be calibrated underneath that. And I just kind of got the sense that toward the end, either we just didn't play as loud as we could, or we were already maxed out with our loudest dynamic. So you want to, you really want to exaggerate any dynamics that you have. And make sure that we can hear a difference between the softer dynamics at the beginning of the piece and the fortissimo, which is a pretty loud dynamic. We want to be able to know at the end that you are playing at a full fortissimo. And if I weren't looking at the score, I'm not sure I would have known that. So again, it's all about exaggerating the contrast. Okay, good. Off to a nice start here. I like the balance. I like the colors. Make sure that we're really careful about this intonation. So the way to tune this first chord in the flutes, you want to make sure the F is in tune. All the people that are playing Fs, you want to make sure those people are in tune with each other. And then you want to tune the C above it, because that's that open fifth. And that'll be an easy interval for everybody to hear. Then the last thing you want to do is put in that G. And make sure that the F and the G don't try to tune to each other. Embrace that whole step there. And once that is really in tune, that gives those first clarinets in bar two a chance to really play in tune. Okay, so I'm liking your dynamics better in this piece than I did in the previous one. However, I still really want to hear you exaggerating the loud side of your dynamics. I spoke about this at the jazz band as well. There's just a timidness to how you're playing that is disproportionate to how well you play. I mean, you play pretty well, so let's just get that sound out to the hall here. Okay, maybe I'm crazy. I'm not hearing the percussion here at 24. If they're playing, I think they need to play out a little bit. I just really couldn't hear that snare drum part at all. Yeah, and this is a solid mezzo forte here. Again, if I weren't looking at the score, I would think you had mezzo piano. And so I just want to hear a little bit more. Confidence might be the word I would use, but the other word I would use would be presence. You know, it sounds like you're just timid, and I want to hear you just kind of own this because you're playing it really well. Okay, that was a nice transition. Again, just thinking in terms of balance, I'm having a hard time hearing these tuba notes at 70, and I know it's piano, but if I can't hear it, it's not quite loud enough. So there's a difference between playing your part at a piano dynamic and playing your part to the point so softly that no one can hear it. So you want to make sure that, again, it's that word presence is coming to mind. So yeah, some of these are really interesting harmonies. I mean, this is a nice little piece. And so some of these harmonies in this section that starts at 82, you're going to want to make sure you go slowly and you really tune all of these chords. Yeah, again, I'd like to hear more dynamic contrast here. I like the articulation. Well, I like it less here. I like those staccatos that you had at 108. It's getting a little bit longer here. So trumpets, you want to make sure that you're making a nice, interesting musical line here. It was just a little bit kind of flatlining there. And you have an interesting musical phrase there, so go ahead and go for it. And then here at 124, I mean, this should be a big, full sound, because in this section at 131, you've got a diminuendo down to mezzo piano, and if you don't play with a big sound when you have the chance, when you've got a forte, then it makes it really hard to have a diminuendo that anyone can actually hear. Yeah, be careful of the intonation there, too. That's another spot where you're going to want to slow this down, figure out what the intervals are, figure out who needs to tune to whom. Okay, nice transition there. But again, if I weren't looking at the score, I might think that was in the mezzo forte range. But you're doing a nice job with these rhythms. Yeah, really go for nice full sound, particularly brass here. Bum, bum, bum. All of those parts there. Fill up the sound. Yeah, and then you've got a big crescendo at the end. Most of you are going from either piano or mezzo piano to fortissimo. That's a huge dynamic range, and you need to do it in a very short amount of time, in the span of about a bar. So you've got to make sure you're exaggerating the dynamics. And I think most of the time I'm telling groups to play softer, play softer, play softer. Exaggerate the soft end of your dynamics. With you guys, I think you need to exaggerate the louder part of your dynamics. I think you just need to be a little bit less timid. You're making really nice sounds. Just go for it. Just really let the sound open up and be nice and full and round. And it's already there. It's just that it feels like you're holding back a little bit. And I think that, you know, I always say, decide as an ensemble. How's the loudest that you can? What is the loudest that you can play? And I think I'm not sure that we ever played as loud as we could play today, even when we had fortissimo dynamics. So I'd encourage you to really just let that sound open up and be nice and full, because you're playing really, really well. I just want you to sound a little bit more confident. That's really my biggest. My biggest comment, and it's a similar comment that I gave to the jazz ensemble. I think there's a kind of a common thread there. So I don't know. It might have something to do with where you typically rehearse. I mean, if you rehearse in a very loud place, then you're inclined to be a little bit softer in general. But when you're in a space like this that can take it, you really want to be able to open up the sound and really go for it. So hopefully some of this is helpful to you. You know, again, you're doing a lot of things really, really well. I would just encourage you to really expand and exaggerate your dynamic range. And then, of course, I made a few comments throughout where there's a few little balance things and some intonation things. Those are relatively easy fixes, and I think that this dynamic range issue will be and also a pretty easy fix that will make a big difference in your overall sound. So hopefully some of this is helpful to you, and thank you again for being here. I hope you have a wonderful time at Disney.